2, 1, begin transmission.
Never, ever the correct time. Welcome to the Tea Drinking Club. Tea is delicious. Oops, wait. What I meant to say was, it's 1930 UTC. That's the actual time. Look at your own clock, see? 1930 UTC. And that is, of course, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Oh, good tea. Yeah. But that's not the only reason I'm here. Obviously, I'm here for the numbers. So, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 213. Number 338, number 339, number 784, number 909, number 988. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. And I'm glad we got that 909 in there. Because people who listen to this show sure love 909. Anywho. What's up? What are we doing? What's going on? What is happening here? Well, the first thing we really need to do is to check to see if I'm going to be able to see the game today. There's a big game today. Obviously, I'm talking about football. It is Aston Villa versus Leicester City. And it is a League Cup game. So I'm checking various channels. And here's the weird thing. I know it starts at 7 p.m. local time. So I'm trying to figure out, when is that Tobe time? What time is that UTC? All I need to know is one of these times. And I think I know that it's going to be around 1 o'clock my local time. So, oh, of course, you realize that means we're going to miss some 90210. But it's not on 77, is it on 78? No. Is it on 222? We got to check all the sports channels to make sure that I'm not missing an important game. Bundesliga on 222 at noon 30. Okay, what about 30? And 31. The Australian Open. Didn't know people actually cared about that. But I guess tennis is different because that is sort of an international sport. And no, we got junk here. Could it possibly be down on 8? No, because we got soap operas that need to be aired because that's the most important thing. And now I'm just scrolling up the entire schedule. Oh, I forgot about 47. Good thing I did this. Yeah, I'm not seeing it on 47. Oh, we got to check the Espanol channels, too. Ooh, Malibu's Most Wanted is on. How fun. And we're going to keep going up, checking all the channels. Okay, now we are getting into my Yo No Hablo Espanol channels. Nothing on 70. And nothing on BTN, of course. Because that's only American football. And what are the other ones? There's one in the 90s, right? And what does it say? No. Instead, we get Up in Smoke, a Cheech and Chong film. Okay, well, I guess I don't get to see the league game today. which means I'm probably going to have to watch it online. If it's on, I don't know if it will be or not. Well, we're going to find out here in a couple hours. So anyway, yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I'm still actually looking. I can't stop. I got to find my football. And nope, we're up into the 900s now. So yeah, none for me. Okay, well, what does it all mean, Tobe? It means that we need to find something else to do. That's what it means. Is it just that simple? It could be. This TV channel just went to car racing, but this is not the kind of car racing that I like, so we're not going to bother to watch it. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Yeah.
Because I came to pick you up.
Pick me up
for
what?
Where are we going?
The beach, surf's up.
Aren't you supposed to be in school or something?
To hell with school.
My kind of girl. That's right, kids. It's time for 90210. Because we haven't had enough numbers yet today. Yeah, so here I am, wondering what the hell I'm going to do today. I'm really sort of at a loss. I have just don't know what is going on in my own brain today. Wondering what's going to happen. Well, here's something that needs to happen. Some tea drinking. Oh, I like drinking tea. It's so delicious. Tea is good. Oh, yeah. Tea is good for me. I'm starting to feel smarter already. I'm starting to feel motivated. I'm starting to think that maybe we can have something relevant to do today. What's more relevant than drinking tea? Not a whole hell of a lot.
Representing the Tournament of Roses. Some of you might remember me when I attended CU and was president of the Alpha Omega sorority.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but no, I realize you think that's an important thing, but in all reality, your position in your sorority bears no merit whatsoever. Sorry, sweetie. I guess you can dye your hair back to its natural color and find a lifestyle. Oh my god, I'm so rude. Oh. Right, so what does it all mean? Are we going to have to go to music? Yeah, probably. Do I have any... Oh god, look at this. Now my TV's messed up. Yeah. While we wait for my TV and stuff to reboot, let me just tell you what happened to me last night. I discovered probably the greatest candy combination of flavors ever. And I think I actually knew it already, but I just sort of confirmed it last night. And basically what it comes down to is mango and sour guava. I was eating candy last night, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and I thought, oh, I think I'll have a piece of candy. So I grabbed a piece of my mango high chews, and I grabbed a piece of the sour guava stuff that I love so much. And I don't remember what order I ate them in, but I realized that I thought, you know, this combination of flavors would probably go well together. And so then I went and got two more pieces and ate them at the same time. And I was correct. It is very clearly a genius combination of flavor. So what you need to do to emulate this in your life is to go out and get mango high chews. And you need to go out and get, what is the brand name of that guava candy? Huang Yang candy something or other. You can find it. My TV is not rebooting, kids. Yeah, and then I tried to go to sleep, and my cat then decided... Yeah, I was 20 minutes into falling asleep. Just almost passing into the land of sleepy time. And that's when my cat decided, oh, I think I'll play for a while. Thanks. And I couldn't figure out what my cat was messing with, but I decided to ignore her. And then she started knocking things over and crash, smash, bash, and things were flying. And so I said, stop doing that crazy kitty business. And she ran out of the room, and then I went back to sleep. And 15 minutes later, this stuff starts up again. Oh. So I wasn't super pleased, but I did eventually manage to get back to sleep. And I woke up at a reasonable hour today, about 10:30 a.m. Not too early, not too late. Kind of feeling like I'm might have some kind of productive day. As I sit here and watch my TV go through its gyrations, I'm having a productive day, but all my electronics are not having a productive day. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Does it even matter? I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, and I just got a strange idea. Just got a very strange idea. We're going to look up Mulberry Lane here. Yes, here we go. Mulberry Lane does have a YouTube channel. They have 111 subscribers. Or at least that's the number of subscribers to the topic. And so, oh, here's a description. Mulberry Lane is a pop music vocal group from Omaha, Nebraska. The group consists of, and that's all I'm going to read. And we've got videos for Harmless. Here they are live in concert. Must be one of the Christmas shows. Yeah. But does that... Yeah. Christmas, 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 Christmas. Father's Day song. The Mom song, A Mommy's World. And more Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, are we going to actually listen to some of this? At first I was sort of thinking that maybe I would, but yeah, now I'm thinking that I don't know if I'm in the mood for this. Yeah, I'm rapidly running out of patience to do the show today. TV's failing again. Everything's failing. I don't feel like doing any of this. So instead, what we're going to do is... What? I'm already not wanting to do this, and we still have half a show to go. Okay, so this crap comes back up. Maybe we'll listen to some Kodo or something. Hey, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Can we get some Kodo going here? Of course not, because as soon as you type in K-O-D-O, it thinks you mean Kodak Black. No, that would be K-O-D-A, you stupid search engine. Okay, so... come on, give me a break here. I'm already tired of this, seriously. How about I don't care anymore? Yeah, so here's some guys pounding on drums. They're pretty awesome. I've seen them a couple times live. Totally worth it. Thank you. Yay! Isn't that happy time, fun time for everyone? Yeah. It's one of those things that just sort of doesn't work on the radio, does it? Something you really need to see. It's a beautiful group. So what are we going to listen to now? Now what are we doing? Yoshida Brothers, maybe? I don't know. Do I feel like listening to shamisen music? I kind of do, don't I? Don't I normally feel like doing this? Maybe. I don't know. Let's see what the Kodo Brothers got for us today. That's it, I'm done.
고양이가 어구 우리 티티 어구 예뻐라 우리 애기 치카치카 할 거야? 치카 어구 얌얌이 치카 얌얌이 어구 예쁘다 어구 예쁘다 아기 고양이 아이 시원해 아이 시원해 치카 어구 얌얌이 먹자
든든 이리 와 디디를 부르는데 네가 왜 와? 엄청 당당하게 걸어온다 디디 형아 일로 오라 그래 거기 왜 왜? 디디 형아 오라 그래 디디 형아
든든 이리 와 빵 디디 빵 먹을까? 디디 빵 먹자 빵
든든 이리 오세요 든든 이리 오세요 든든이 엄마한테 오세요 어 그렇지
여기 정도는 해야지 그래도 그건 아니야 자 여기 좀만 할게 아이 착하다 아이 착하다 머리 좀 빼봐 아가 고생했죠 불쌍해라
모모 이 제가 누르거든요 여기 초점 좀 맞춰주실래? 모모 이리 오세요 짜랑 여기 보세요 이리 오세요 아니 여기 보라니까 모모 이리 오세요 네 제가 모모입니다
너 모모 아니야 그자 이리 나와봐
맞는데
진짜 카메라 가리지 말라고 고양이 회장님 위치로
인생이 그런 거예요. 양치를 해야지 또 친구들을 사귈 수 있어요. 자, 양치. 나라랑 사이좋게 지내려면 양치를 하셔야 돼요, 회장님. 서비스. 예. 예. 영희. 어쩜 그렇게 해? 에헤이. 칫솔놀이 할까? 짠! 옛날 옛날에 귀여운 칫솔을 사야겠지. 이리 안 내놔. 에헤이. 얌얌이 죽겠네. 해놔. 너 삼킬 것 같아. 엄마 걱정돼서 그래. 응, 얌얌이. 진짜 칫솔을 그렇게 싫었어? 진짜 저 똥꼬형이야. 구강 검진을 좀 하도록 하겠습니다. 어이 잘생겼다. 자, 기분 좋게 통 마사지를 좀 진행을 한 다음에, 그렇죠? 아, 어떠세요? 기분 좋으십니까? 자, 지난번에 새로 한 하얀 이는 어떠신지. 아, 여전히 하얗구나. 근데 양치 어떠십니까? 그렇게까지 진저리를 치면서? 자, 잠깐. 저 박사님. 박사님. 선생님, 칫솔? Nope. 어, 새로운 걸 찾았어.
아이고. 우리에게 축하하자. 예쁘라. 짠. 칫솔은 싫어요. 손가락은 괜찮은데 칫솔은 싫어요. 양치 좀 해요. 치카 치카.
아니야, 치카는 아니야.
네, 룰을 할 수 있대요.
그러니 혀나 손 아파고 얘기를 하세요. 어쩜 그렇게 얌얌이만 좋아하고 양치도 싫고 치카 치카도 싫고 그럴 수가 있어. 웃기기 우 있고 야옹이 뒷모습이 쓸쓸해 보이는데. 야옹아,
따라 이리 오세요. 이리 오세요. 얌얌이, 얌얌이.
의심해 눈초리가.
양치 먼저 하고.
Nope.
아니야, 라라는 양치 먼저 하기 싫어요. 얌얌이만 주세요.
라라 이리 오세요. 라라 이리 오세요. 라라 이리 오세요. 이게.
Nope.
쓸쓸하게 퇴장할 거야.
Yeah, the cat's gonna knock it off the table. We've seen this before. Everybody knows what cats do. Anyway, if you haven't figured it out by now, you have been listening to the Truly Apathetic Committee. A show that, well, you know, 1930, blah blah, it's over.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.